The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You guys are probably pretty tired, right? Nothing's riding on this except the First Amendment, the Constitution, freedom of the press, and maybe the future of the country.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. So you've got all these states trying to utilize the 14th Amendment.
Bottom line, you cannot actually use the 14th Amendment, Section 3, Insurrection Clause, unless you actually have someone who's been convicted in a court of law under full due process of insurrection, which is 18 U.S.C. 2383.
You educators that are listening, and I know you're listening right now, when a parent walks into your school and says, this is what I want, don't you dare try and talk them out of what they have come in and said to you. You better listen to these parents, because I'm telling you, parents are going to start taking their kids out left and right because they're not being heard, and the schools run ramshot right over them and tell them what they can do and what they can't do.
I appreciate all the studying that you've done and the guests that you've had on. It's really been an eye-opener, some of the topics that you've had. It caused me to think quite a bit.
You shake your head because you know that what is up is down and down is up and right is wrong and wrong is right in this country right now. And I think you're baffled by it.
All mediocre males. Women's sports is up for grabs. It's time to live your dream.
I have a really special guest today because I'm a big admirer of Lara Logan.
I did everything humanly possible to fight for the good.
I think at the end of our lives, we're going to be asked what we did for liberty, what we did in this cause, because I think there are certain reasons we're here. And did you fight for it? Did you do anything? I want our grandchildren at some point to say, I really appreciate that they stood up, that they actually fought. What are we so afraid of? I don't know what we're so afraid of.
And Kate, these are not all big things.
I know.
You know, did you teach your children the cost of losing their privacy? Did you check what they were watching on their phones?
And I don't pull any punches. I say it the way I see it.
That's
and whatever happens, happens because of that.
Yeah.
And I always think to myself, I regret, but I have one life. You
right,
know?
Right.
I mean, I really do.
So do you regret the last 10 years?
Not at all. Not at all.
That's why I say when you're on truth side, I think there's more God miracles that happen on your behalf because you're speaking up to the truth. And I would hope people would do that.
I ask people, secular people, name me a secular institution that has wisdom. And I draw a blank. Does Yale have wisdom? Does Berkeley have wisdom? Does the University of Tennessee have wisdom? The places that come up with the most foolish and destructive ideas are the most secular institution we have, the university.
That is one of the problems that we need to address in this country. Not more woman power. We need to look at the family unit and the role that women play inside that family unit. It does not mean you're subservient to make your person a sandwich, to make your family a sandwich and stand in the kitchen. That doesn't make you subservient. It makes you of service to the ones that you love. Sure do love my country. Sure don't want to lose it.